Pinball machines, for some reason, do very well in economic downturns. And that's part of that question that was asked earlier about entertainment. People don't have as much money, so they don't spend $8 to go to the movies. They spend 50 cents to play pinball in a bar. And when they're unemployed, they all hang out in bars anyway and in bowling alleys, right? So they've got nothing to do, so they stand there and they're looking for cheap entertainment to keep them happy for a while. And so traditionally, pinball machines do very well in economic downturns. Coin-operated games do fairly well in times of national stress. And nobody's quite sure why that happens, but I think it goes back to the answer to the first thing. Okay, you're looking for that kind of retro thing to feel good and kind of have a place to hang your hat and you know all that. And all of that right now is kind of playing into our strong hand, which is what's old is new again, and we're kind of ready to make that happen again. And so we'll see what happens in the next couple of years. I'd like to believe pinball will be around forever. I'm glad pinball's around right now. When we closed Williams, you know, I told my wife this. When we did Monopoly, when we were at the trade show, I never thought I'd ever do another pinball machine again, much less be at a trade show with what we call a show game. Okay, and so to get that far is huge. And so now we need to keep it alive, and all the people who work in this business, who work every day very hard. I mean, you know, just real quickly, you have no idea. Keith is sitting over here, Dwight is sitting over here. These guys sleep on top of their desks to do the software that makes those games run. Okay, when push comes to shove, and there's a guy, you know, who's saying, your game is going on an assembly line next week. And they're sitting there going, it's not done. Okay, and the guy... You can't blame the guy who owns the company because he needs to keep the doors open. He needs to sell product, okay? And so, you know, and they're sleeping on their desks, okay? That's just what the people in this business do. Since the day I got in this business in 1980, okay, I've never known it to be any different. When push comes to shove, these guys sleep with the product. They work unbelievable hours to get it done, okay? And you know, John gets into these giant crunches with artwork where we make changes and force him to do things, you know, where it's stressful. It's a really stressful business when you're in the last 2 months of doing a project. It's incredibly stressful. And you do the best you can, and, you know, and hopefully you take your best shot at it. And then you sit back, and in this day and age, you sit back and you look at, and then you start reading, you know, RGP, right? And you go, do they like it? You know? And you know, there's always some guy who posts immediately, this game sucks. And you've been sleeping on your desk, and you're not happy, okay? You're kicking the dog to start with, you know, Rex. You're kicking Rex. And you know, you're thinking to yourself, why do I do this? Why don't I just get a real job? You know? And so that's how it is.